KJAN Sports.
Time for Check of Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by LGZ for all of your home improvement or outbuilding needs. Well, the Drake Relays has put together its full qualifying list for the events that get underway this week in Des Moines. In the high school division, local qualifiers on the girls' side include Rebecca Topham of Griswold. She's qualified in the 800, the 1500, and the 3000 meters this week. Also on the running events, Lakendra Black of Thomas Jefferson will run in the 100 meters. Laura Hempel of Trainer will run the 100 hurdles. Also the 4x100 relay teams from Clarinda, Denison, Harlan, and Thomas Jefferson will be in action, along with Glenwood's shuttle hurdle relay team. In the field events, J.C. Embry of Glenwood and Serena Parker of Shenandoah both qualified in the shot put. Linnea Confirst of Glenwood in the discus. Also, Kelsey Hurley of Fremont Mills will participate in a high jump, and Michaela Evers of Harlan in the long jump at Drake this week. On the boys' side, qualifiers in the field events include Alec Hayes of Atlantic. He'll participate in the high jump this week, along with Sam Obert of Coon Rapids Baird, Colt Scott of Bedford, and Sam Wegner of IKM Manning. Long jump will feature Thomas Avery, Avery Thomas of Abraham Lincoln. Also among the 100-meter participants, Emmett Wheatley of Adair Casey, Maverick Decker, and James Fuller, both of Glenwood, have qualified. In the 800 meters, Bryce Briley of Creston, Eldon Warner of Thomas Jefferson, and Jay Wolf of Creston will run. Dane Cruz of Glenwood will run in the 110 hurdles. In the relays, Carroll, Clarinda, Glenwood, Harlan, and Lewis Central all will have their 4x100-meter relay teams represented. Harlan's 4x400-meter team is qualified. The 1600 medley qualified Thomas Jefferson locally, and Glenwood will participate in the shuttle hurdle relay. Those are the local qualifiers from this area for the Drake Relays, which get underway later this week at Drake Stadium in Des Moines. In Major League Baseball action on Sunday, Adam Wainwright outpitched Mike Leake, and Colton Wong had a tie-breaking sacrifice fly in the eighth inning as the St. Louis Cardinals beat the Cincinnati Reds 2-1 Sunday night to finish a three-game sweep. Matt Carpenter hit his fifth career leadoff homer and singled for his eighth multi-hit effort this season as the Cardinals won their fifth straight. Jordan Walden worked around a leadoff hit by Brennan Bosch in the ninth to earn his first save and end the game in 2 hours, 2 minutes. Wainwright gave up one run and seven hits with four strikeouts and two walks, improving to 3-0 against the Reds in the last two seasons. Elsewhere in the National League yesterday, the Mets beat Miami 7-6, Pittsburgh over Milwaukee 5-2, Washington down Philadelphia 4-1, San Diego over Chicago 5-2, Arizona beat San Francisco 5-1, the Dodgers over the Rockies 7-0. There was one interleague game yesterday, that was Atlanta downing Toronto 5-2. In the American League, the Kansas City Royals overcame five ejections to beat the Oakland Athletics 4-2 Sunday behind Kendry Morales' tie-breaking two-run double in a three-run eighth inning. Royals manager Ned Yost and pitching coach Dave Island were ejected in the first inning after Lorenzo Cain was hit by a Scott Kazmir pitch, and both teams were issued a warning by plate umpire Greg Gibson. After the warning was issued Sunday, Yost came out to argue and was immediately ejected by Gibson. In the eighth inning, Royals reliever Kelvin Herrera was ejected after throwing behind Brett Laurie. Bench coach Don Wakamatsu, who was the acting manager after Yost's ejection, was also tossed during the argument, along with injured Royals shortstop Alcides Escobar. Elsewhere in the American League yesterday, Detroit beat Chicago 9-1, the Yankees over Tampa Bay 5-3, Baltimore beat Boston 8-3. It was Minnesota over Cleveland 7-2, Houston beat the LA Angels 4-3, and Seattle over Texas by an 11-10 final. In Pacific Coast League baseball yesterday, Oklahoma City beat a rain-shortened game over the Iowa Cubs. 4-0 was the final score. That game stopped after six innings. Also, Omaha swept a doubleheader yesterday from New Orleans, winning 3-2 in 11 innings in Game 1, and Omaha took the nightcap 6-1. St. Louis Cardinals manager Mike Matheny says outfielder Randall Grichuk was put on the 15-day disabled list with a lower back strain and will have to change his workout routine to avoid further problems. Grichuk, who was batting 200 with a homer and two RBIs in 10 at-bats, was injured lifting weights and was placed on the DL retroactive to Friday. Infielder Dean Anna, a left-handed hitter, was recalled from AAA Memphis in time for Sunday night's game against the Reds. Matheny said Grichuk altered the plan after hurting the back in spring training and now will have to do things probably radically different. The 28-year-old Anna was batting .393 with two doubles and two RBIs in seven games as the leadoff man in the minors. He appeared in 12 games with the Yankees last season and could be used at second base, shortstop, and third base. In the NBA playoffs yesterday, it was Cleveland over Boston, 113-100. Atlanta down Brooklyn, 99-92. Memphis, a winner over Portland, 100-86. The LA Clippers beat San Antonio, 107-92. In the National Hockey League playoffs on Sunday, it was the New York Islanders in overtime over Washington, 2-1. Chicago beat Nashville, 4-2. Montreal, an overtime 2-1 winner over Ottawa. And Calgary down Vancouver by a 4-2 final. Pole sitter Matt Kenseth ended a 51-race losing streak by holding off Jimmy Johnson and Jeff Gordon to win the Food City 500 at Bristol Motor Speedway. Kenseth led for just 47 laps, yet came out on top in a race that had 21 lead changes and 11 cautions, totaling 117 laps. The race went 11 laps past the scheduled 500 because of a quick rain shower, the fourth weather delay of the day. Instead of calling it, NASCAR parked the cars on pit road and quickly dried the track for a two-lap overtime sprint. The race got underway 78 minutes late due to the weather, but only 23 laps were completed before the skies opened again, causing a four-hour delay. During the brief bit of racing, Brad Keselowski spun into Penske teammate Joey Logano, heavily damaging both of their cars. Just 37 cars finished the race, including 13 on the lead lap in that crash-filled event. Denny Hamlin pulled out because of the neck strain that worsened during the second rain delay. Hamlin said he felt something strain in his neck 12 laps into the race. In golf news, Jim Furyk birdied the second playoff hole to win the RBC Heritage, ending his five-year victory drought on the PGA Tour. Furyk finished tied with Kevin Kisner at 18 under par after firing an 8-under-63. Kisner posted a 64. Olin Brown won the Greater Gwinnett Championship after constant rain forced the cancellation of the final round. It's Brown's first Champions Tour win in 4 years. And in NFL news, Tim Tebow is expected to sign a one-year contract with the Philadelphia Eagles today. That's according to three people who are familiar with that deal. Tebow hasn't played in the NFL since 2012 with the New York Jets. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by LGZ. Give Levi a call at 712-249-6648 or John at 712-249-9086. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.